Welcome to our very first podcast episode. So we chose to do TikTok as our topic because it's something that's currently really prevalent in our society, and especially now during the pandemic when people are bored and many different age groups are jumping onto the platform, whereas before it was mostly teens and some tweens, but now it's kind of the whole gambit of the age spectrum. So we thought it would be a fun topic, especially since it has provided our family with a ton of laughs, especially recently. So enjoy, and we look forward to your feedback. Welcome to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the mom.
And today, we are going to be discussing TikTok.
So, Miley, tell us, what is TikTok for those out in the world who don't know what it is?
Well, TikTok, and I'm sure most people do know what it is because it's such a big app and it has grown a lot of popularity in the past year, especially. And it's a mobile app that is the leading destination for short form videos. So you film 15 to 60 second videos, anything you want, and just be creative and bring joy is their like biggest thing that they want to accomplish, and I think they accomplish it most of the time because, you know, the videos on there are very entertaining and
for sure.
You know, you can spend hours on hours on TikTok. I mean, you shouldn't, but you do.
People do. Yes. It's hard not to get sucked in because they're people are super creative, and it's fun to watch, see what people come up with. There are dancers, non-professional and professional alike, now that, you know, they have more time on their hands. And
comedy,
huge
art videos. I've seen multiple, you know, people painting people. I've seen fashion designers. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word, but I've seen people make dresses on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
I've seen, you know, there's so many, like, different things. Beauty videos, a bunch of beauty videos. There's people who do mini vlogs, like, on YouTube. They do vlogs, but on TikTok, it's, like, 60-second vlogs, so they're right. Those are fun to watch.
People, you can go live on there, too, right? I think I've seen some
notifications
of live.
Mm-hmm. People do go live on TikTok.
So that your video can actually be longer if you're live.
Yes.
Okay. Because you said it was, what, 15 to 60 seconds?
15 to 60. Well, yeah. 15 to 60 second videos. Yeah.
Okay.
They can be shorter, but
but the average is, that's the norm.
Yeah.
So, what is your favorite type of video?
For me, you know, the dancing ones are always fun, but I just really like the comedy ones. I think they're funny because I laugh. And
like the parodies?
No.
Oh.
Like, just like comedy. Like, I don't know.
Give me an example of one. Or someone that you really enjoy watching on TikTok.
Well, I don't know. I just go through my For You page a lot, and I don't really follow that many people. I just, like, go through my For You page and just, like.
So what's the For You page? Because some people listening might be like, what are they talking about? What is the For You page?
Yeah. So the For You page, when you open up the app, it'll bring you to the home screen, which is basically on the top. It says following and For You. So the most popular is the For You page that people just scroll down. And the For You page is basically for people where people get on it. Not purposefully, purposely, but they don't get to choose that they're on it. It's just videos that are recommended to you based on
an algorithm.
The TikTok algorithm, which I have.
The infamous algorithms social media use to suck us in and time suck our day away. But it's, you know, I was So this is where the different perspectives comes in. For a long time, Miley had, she actually had Musical.ly. And that's what it was called before it was TikTok. And
Okay.
Pretty much, because TikTok bought out Musical.ly, and it was, you know, it's one of those company tech merger type of things. And so this is where the whole perspective thing comes in. Because for the longest time, you know, she would do her, make these dances up, or either make them up or learn them, which how long does it take to learn a TikTok dance usually? I mean, you're a trained dancer. Yeah.
For me, sometimes I can just, sometimes I don't even have to like put it on my body. Sometimes I can just like watch it like 5 times and be like, okay, I'm gonna film it now.
Got it.
And then I film it and I'm just like, I got it. But you know, if it depends on the dance, sometimes it'll take me, you know, just like watching it like 2 times.
And seriously, it's like take 2, take 10, take 20, take 50.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. What about for you?
Okay, I mean, for you me, that's, I'm a whole other story, because I'm not a fan of doing the TikTok dances, and I'm air quoting right now.
You've done the one that's dun, dun,
yeah,
dun,
I, dun, you know, dun, dun, dun. I have to have the easiest choreography for the TikTok dances because I'm older, and sometimes learning that stuff is a struggle and retaining it. So personally, I like the comedy ones, the parodies that we've, that I got sucked into, like, or even before I got sucked into it, I always liked the more story-based things that she, that Miley did. So she would take a song and act it out literally in like 1 to 2 second snippets, and then add titles and other things, stickers and whatnot,
to make it
to to really communicate what she's trying to in that 15 to 60 seconds. So
like, I've done a bunch in quarantine. I did one like from the movie Tangled, 7 a.m. in the Usual Morning.
Yes, that was awesome.
I did that one, and you know, I didn't have to put in captions with that one, but I, you know, it's just.
And like, so she lip synced, and it was adorable, and did the actions, and so that was super fun. And I was able to, you know, share it with family and friends on my, you know, Facebook and Instagram. So those, it's nice too that even not everyone have, you know, people can join TikTok, of course, if they want, but there are a lot of people that we stay connected with, older family and friends that aren't on it yet, haven't gotten sucked in
yet.
I say yet because so many people have been sucked in. And so it's been fun to share just these moments of levity with everyone, because everything is kind of a downer right now because of quarantines and lockdowns and other stuff. Oh my.
I don't really know how many downloads it's gotten in the past since quarantine. I don't really know, but I'm guessing it's probably a lot, because there were already a ton of people on it.
Right. It was actually, I think, one of the largest media apps around. We looked up some information beforehand. I mean, it's, people spend actually an average of 52 minutes a day on it. And it's available in 155 countries and in 75 languages. So that kind of gives you a little bit of scope as to how large it is. I mean, it's a big app. It's a big, you know, but it's fun.
It is.
It's fun. I've totally been sucked in. And before I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
I saw this one TikTok, and it was, this girl was like, I wish I knew who she was, but I don't know who she was. It was on the For You page, so I don't remember. But she was like, what did she say? Oh, she was like, so people on average work 40 hours a week, right?
Right.
For their job. And then she went to her screen time for TikTok, and she had spent 38 hours on it that week in quarantine.
Oh,
she
was my
like,
gosh.
So is TikTok my job now?
Well, you know, I want to seek help for that. My gosh.
No,
I can't imagine spending 38 hours on it.
But it's a week, not a day.
I know, but in a week. I mean, I think of all the time I spend on my computer working, like my day job. Spend that much time on TikTok. Holy smokes. Oh my gosh. That was not a child, right?
It was like a teenager.
Oh my gosh. Technically, TikTok is for... supposed to, you know, having your own app, you're supposed to be 13 and up, but of course there are parents who film their kids and stuff, but it's fun, it's hilarious, and of course safety first when using any kind of internet, social media, or that. Of course each parent and family has to determine what's appropriate for age and family, etc. So, but I honestly, there will times when I just need kind of a brain break from work or after work, and I'll flip it on and I'll start looking through it, and something will catch my eye, and I will laugh hysterically out loud. And here's Miley down the hall. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? And I'm like, what? Like, I'm not allowed to laugh or something by myself, but I have to holler back. It's oh my gosh, come here. It's the funniest thing I saw on TikTok. Of course, so then I'm like, we got to do this one. So we've done a couple. One that was a parody with the...
I don't know if I'd call it a parody.
Oh, okay, maybe not a parody, but with a lip sync to a song from The Princess and the Frog. A
comedy video.
Where Dr. Facilier kind of lures in... Naveen and his assistant.
If you don't Lawrence, know what we're talking about, the song basically goes, it's like, come on, won't you shake my hand?
Yes.
Come on, shake a poor sinner's hand. And then it goes, are you ready?
And then the person gives in, and that's kind of how I felt like joining TikTok. But Miley, you know, I consider myself a tech savvy person, and I'm like the tech person in my office for my day job. But she's like over here, Mom, oh my gosh, you're so slow. Mom, come on. Oh, give me that phone. And so literally she's ripping the phone out of my hand and, you know, putting all these stickers and words and everything on and editing and done, send. And she's quite creative. And those are my favorites. The ones that are kind of an editorial of a snippet moment in our lives where we had this fun moment of levity. And heck, we've even taken the phone on walks and created stuff along the way, which has made for
some fun walks
and some fun laughs. So actually, I think I would actually suggest it to parents if your kid's into TikTok, be their camera person. And it's actually kind of a bonding experience and just a fun, lots of laughs
instead
because,
of just sitting there with your tripod.
Right. It's definitely makes for a different experience for the person on camera, but also it's fun as the parent because you're just, you know,
laughing
at the kid or the kid's laughing at you for your film skills. And
no.
What?
I don't remember. I filmed you doing that. Dun,
oh,
dun,
gosh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes. I don't know the name of that one. I should look it up or something. It's really, you know, I was resistant at first. This is where, that varied perspectives comes in. I was resistant at first because I was like,
No, actually, I was the first time, I think 2017 was when a lot of my friends got it, and I was like, I'm not gonna get TikTok. Like, I'm so mad that they changed it to TikTok. What is this? Musical.ly was way better. So I was against it. I was so against it.
You are resistant to certain changes.
No, I was so against it, and I didn't get it until 2019.
Oh, so you
waited?
I didn't
get it until like January 2019.
Oh, wow. You like remember this stuff?
Yes.
Wow, good memory.
I didn't get it until
my memory, I would be like, yeah, at some point I said, sure,
no,
fine.
I didn't get it until like the beginning of 2019. I haven't been on it that long. I don't know. I just remember my first TikTok was like, it had to be.
I was sad when you got rid of all your Musical.ly videos, though.
I saved them.
You did? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Because honestly, they're fun to look back on and reminisce.
Because
seriously, you got to look at these little kids who are making these clever videos and even if it's just for themselves, it's fun to see how creative they can be. I've considered doing one by myself, but haven't quite done it yet.
Yes, you have.
All by myself without you, like, no, but I mean, like, filming myself and everything.
Oh.
I need someone to, like, I need a videographer.
Oh, you should, like,
because
just, like,
I don't know about doing it all by myself because I'm like, I haven't totally acclimated to the app yet. So it's nice to have you around as my director.
<you.
laughs> Oh my goodness.
That's funny. But no, I think it's a fun and addicting app.
It is. Well, the algorithm is like set up to seriously lure you in. That's any social media. I was listening to some, I don't know if it was another podcast I was listening to or something, but there's actually the algorithms they build in it's a total psychological play on your psyche and to lure you in and stuff. So it's definitely really interesting how how that works, because I always tell myself, oh no, I'm not gonna get sucked in. No, I'm gonna be productive today.
Oh, that's funny.
Especially some days it's especially easier than others. Yes.
Oh, it's been so hard, you know, to be productive because all I
we won't digress. But I think this is a good time for a break, so we'll come back in a moment after this message. Mm-hmm. And we're back. So one point of contention between Miley and I about TikTok has been, I love it when she does more original content and posts it. She, on the other hand, for the most part, has only put out stuff that she's copying something that has already been done, and so she's just giving it a whirl and putting maybe a little bit of her own spin on it.
For example, I made my own dance up.
So, yes, she finally made her own dance up, considering she's a trained dancer and... dances.
Well, but it's not a training.
Okay, well, yes. A lot of TikTok is not... But there are more and more trained dancers on the platform just because of quarantine and lockdown.
Charli D'Amelio is a trained dancer.
True.
If you don't know who
Charli D'Amelio really, is...
How are you?
Look her up. She's made...
She has 50... Let's actually look.
Okay, Miley's going to pull her up on her phone. She's made bank off of TikTok. I'm still not quite sure how that works, though. Just based on the number of followers she's gotten?
She has 52.8 million followers today. Yesterday, she probably had like 52.4. She gained like...
So she has millions and millions of followers. Of course, again, this is if someone's profile is public. It's most likely...
Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, hey, more power to her. And yeah, just... I don't even know that many people. Not that she knows all these people, but I mean, still, just these are huge numbers.
No, yeah. But
I still don't understand how they make the money off of TikTok, or she's like hired to do videos, or that would be something to look up, or if it's a sponsorship thing. Not quite clear on that, but it might be a good something to, you know,
research on that. Yeah, but
research.
For example, my original content that I was talking about, trying to like show you that I do have original content.
All right, snappy pants.
So made my own dance. I did a TikTok where it's dude, we're getting the band back together.
Oh yes, Phineas and Ferb. Topic.
That was not original, but original, because most people just do it with like their friends, like they're like just like all their friend group, and they're like sometimes they'll like just put their friend's personality next to it and just like, you know, show off their friends. Me, when I was 9 years old, I actually had
air quotes a band.
So I made this funny, like,
it was
montage.
Cute because they really wanted to have a band, but no one really could play an instrument.
Except
so
for me.
Yes.
I can play the piano, but
and
I was...
That was legitimately it.
Now I can play the ukulele.
So yeah, the whole notion of a band didn't quite work at 9 years old, but it's getting closer to reality should she want to pursue it.
No, that's okay. I made one to the song Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen. That was original.
Yes. That was good. I liked that one. That one's one of my favorite ones, the Waving Through a Window.
I made the...
Of course, that one was made in quarantine.
Again, the Tangled Rapunzel one.
Yes.
I made this one...
When All My Life Began, the first day of quarantine, I think that was.
Yep. I made this one about, this is already a trend, so the song goes like, I know exactly what I want and who I want to be, so it's a trend, you'd like do something, and then, you know, it'd be like me as little kid asking my mom for like whatever, and then her letting me do it, and then me being like, I know exactly what, you know, and so I did one, I had never seen this before. And this is something that I make fun of myself for doing, because when I was 9, I wanted my room, the color of my bedroom, to be like this, like...
Mint green.
Yeah, mint green color. And so I made a TikTok about myself making fun of myself.
Because, of course, now that she's older, she wants a different color. What a shocker. And her father and I are resistant because that will be then the third time we'll have painted her room since we moved into this house. And you were 4 when we moved in, I think.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Okay. But anyways, I made a vlog TikTok, which got deleted somehow.
So really?
Yeah. I don't know where that is.
You deleted it or TikTok deleted it? Because sometimes you can put something up and the powers that be, it's all, there's always that potential that
I accidentally deleted it. I was trying to do something and then I accidentally deleted it, so I lost all the footage. But that's okay. I've made some art videos, so like those are original. I made an original dance like last summer. That's funny. Oh, me and my friend were just messing around one time. And we were just messing around and that was that. But then I also made some just, yeah. And I, yeah.
It's fun to see the growth of the kid, you know, from the time she first started or even from the time where she was doing Musical.ly, that, you know, it really does, depending upon the kid, it does, there is a definite element of creativity to it. And it's fun to see how you've grown in that creative aspect and created more and varied and different. And even if you don't post them, I still like them.
Thanks. but no, what was something? I don't, yeah. You've done some. Let me find you.
Yes, Miley is an interactive podcast for Miley because she is looking at TikTok while we're talking and trying to find look at items that she's done.
I found you.
Oh, look.
We made an original one based off of
Friends.
So
Miley hasn't, of course, seen all of Friends because I don't feel that all of it, not a lot of it's age appropriate, but there are a few like iconic scenes that I've pulled up on, you know, DVD or the internet or whatever, some scrolling through social media where they're posting it. And so the infamous danger scene and where Rachel says, salmon skin roll. Now my daughter knows why I say that, because she's seen the clip. Mm-hmm. Because I'll say that all the time and now she knows why. But we did a funny little our take on the...
You actually haven't made that much original content.
I haven't.
More than you. So.
Yes, you have. Because, you know, she steals my phone when hers is dead. And then she'll do creations on my phone. So, and I say steal. I use that very loosely. Because it's pretty wide open here at our house. So yeah, it's a...
Yeah.
So who are some of your favorites? I like the real Adam Rose. He's hilarious. And we did one of his. So another aspect of, which I didn't understand a lot of this, but Miley's, you know, helped me learn through it, as, you know, given she's part of the younger generation and I'm part of a slightly older generation. And so, of course, if you don't know what the hashtag is, basically it's the pound sign for us older people.
Oh my gosh. If you don't know what the hashtag is.
Hey, not everyone knows what hashtag is, but it's the pound sign. So you hashtag something. What? Really?
Okay, sorry.
Who knows who could be listening? It's a broad spectrum we're going after.
Yes, okay.
So anyway, so hashtags, you know, people sometimes create original content and they'll, you know, hashtag it the alternative woe challenge. So this guy, Adam Rose, he's a comedian, actor, and he's pretty darn funny, and he kind of reminds me of Mr. Rogers, because
the
he's
TikTok
always
Mr. Rogers.
Seriously, the Mr. Rogers of TikTok, because he's always in a cardigan. His is blue.
When you scroll through his feed, he never ever
literally
changes.
That's like his uniform for TikTok, and it's great. And it's I don't think I've seen any content of his that's not family friendly. I think it's all, but you know, I'm the type of parent that always errs on the side of caution and will watch stuff before I let Miley watch it. So yeah, it's yeah, he's a funny guy, and one of his hashtags is the alternative woe challenge, which Miley and I did do. And you know, why not? We did it in some of the big animal type onesies that a lot of the kids like to have. So we were flamingo and unicorn doing the alternative woe challenge, which was, of course, lent itself to some very hilarious moments. And I don't know how many times we ended up having to do it, because you have to time these things just right to sync up your, you know, if you want the audio to sync with your actions. So it's not, you know, some of it's not as easy as it looks.
No, it's actually like, it takes skill sometimes, actually. Because, yeah, you gotta like redo it over and over and over and over again sometimes. Unless, you know, you're just amazing and can do it in one, then props to you.
One take wonder.
Yeah.
Or if it's original content. That's actually one of the reasons why I think original content is better, because then you just do it once and then there's no need to.
My original content I had to do like a million times.
Oh, well, because you were still syncing it with like audio.
Yeah.
If it's original, as like, in your own audio, your own like, moves, then well, yes, yeah, that would be easy. But yes, whenever you're syncing with audio, it's kind of challenging. So Miley won me over with the TikTok, I gotta say. I was resistant.
You're welcome.
And she sucked me in. And so did the world of TikTok. Oh, yeah. She just showed me another one that is actually, which leads to two that are really good. I like Allison Holker Boss and Twitch, her husband. They're super fun. And I think they're content. I mean, they're both dancers, professional dancers, and well, entertainment personalities now. I think they met on So You Think You Can Dance. Is that how they met?
I really don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I, you know, for so long, actually from the time Miley was born till even today, because she's still, you know, a kid, I'm one of those parents that I can't watch any like scheduled television. And I watch a lot of movies like way after the fact, but you know, I'd rather spend my time with my daughter than punching a TV clock, so to speak. So, you know, even though she loves dance, we're not exactly up on the So You Think You Can Dance world or a lot of other television shows.
Do you know what I like about TikTok?
What?
You get to see a different side of people. Like, all these celebrities, you know? Get to see a different side of them. You know what I mean?
I think I do know what you mean. It's
like, yeah, like Ashley Tisdale, for example. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you get to see a different side of her, for example.
But yeah. Even these entertainers. You know,
the Jonas Brothers all have TikTok. You know, it's like cool to
do
see
enjoy
that.
The Jonas Brothers, you know, content. But yeah, that is interesting because, you know, even people who are entertainers or people who are non-entertainers, you know, you would say never know. Like a lot of teachers. There you go. A lot of teachers that have been getting on the platform, or a lot of health professionals during this time that have been getting on the platform. You'd never know this about these people, that they are super funny or super entertaining, because you know, that's not how you see them or perceive them. So it does, you know, even though people can get really jaded by social media, and I definitely don't like it for certain reasons, but then all the fun and laughs that it brings to me, that's why I like it. You know, I'm here for the laughs. That's what I gotta say. I'm here for the laughs.
Yeah. I like...
And hopefully that has been recorded decently, because I had the wrong thing in my ear.
Oh, shoot.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
The wonderfulness of technology. Ooh, the Holderness family. That's an awesome one. They have stuff on Facebook. That's the family, the husband and wife, that do all kinds of hilarious musical parodies. Look them up. They're family friendly and so, so funny.
So another example of like a different genre of TikTok is music. People put out their music on TikTok.
Oh.
Sometimes original songs or whatever. These girls called 76th Street Official is their username, but 76th Street. They're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they make music together. And they just write songs and post them on TikTok, and they're actually...
Wow.
And they do this cool thing where they talk and they finish each other's sentences. They're like, hello, we are the, and they like, you know, like they switch words, and it's cool. They're very in sync.
Nice. But,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we've kind of covered it. I was resistant at first. You sucked me in.
Yeah, I did.
And it's a lot of laughs. And it's even more fun when we've done it together. That's the most fun, I think. Not just scrolling through, but when you're actually in the whole...
Making the content.
Yes, making the content. That has been a lot of fun.
So that's it for today's topic. Want to give Miley a shout out for her awesome ukulele skills at the beginning of the episode as well as in the middle. And if anyone has any questions for us or suggestions on topics that you want to hear our perspective on, such as books, movies, TV, music, apps, or anything else that you can think of, let us know. Shoot us a message through one of our social media platforms or through the Anchor app itself, and we'll see what we can do. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you come and listen again sometime soon.